gentlemen, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is host Vance Rogers, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for making some time in your schedule to commit to yourself. Really, that's what it's all about. It's committing 30, 35 minutes to yourself, to your own education, to your own wellness journey, to learn a few things, to exercise that healthy mind aspect of the five pillars. And today, I know you're going to be rewarded for that. So thank you for joining the line. And those of us who are regular listeners to the recording, thank you for clicking the mouse and hearing what Tony Skoma is going to share with us today. So, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Vance. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you again for taking time out of your schedule on a Saturday morning. I know that for most Americans, Saturday is one of those days that we kind of let our hair down, and I think as I've discovered as a network marketer for the last 17 years full-time that Saturdays are my day to roll up my sleeves and just tear into things. And,
yes.
you're going to share some things with us that you guys have been doing there in Salt Lake that have really, really ramped that up. But before we get into that, Tony has a background as a business owner, and that was a couple decades ago, wasn't it, when Nikan came along?
It absolutely was. I like to say that I was I've been an employee. I've been self-employed and worked by myself and for myself. And I also was a franchise owner with a partner. That's the last thing I did prior to getting into Nikan was I was working with Bill Comer, and we had a Speedy Cinerama franchise in 1989, so a long time ago.
And what is for those of us who don't know what a Speedy Rama sign franchise is, what do you, you're talking billboards, you're talking the Herbalife stickers on the back of cars, what did you guys do?
Exactly. We did. We were in the first computer-generated plotters, and that's when they cut the vinyl. Now that they have such advanced workings, I've been to sign shops, and it's nothing like what we had to deal with 286 and 386 computers. But we did the full range. It was Bill Comer was my former employer in the real estate property management business, which I actually was quite successful at, and that's how we bought our first home. Then he sold his part of the business, and the guy who kept the business I didn't want to work for, so I quit and started my own little maintenance business. And then Bill came to me in 1989 and said, let's get into business together. I said, what business? And he said, a franchise. I'll share a whole about it. And I didn't know anything about computers at all. So, he was the back office guy. I was the sales guy, and we opened up a retail shop in September of 1989 in Santa Rafael, California, just north of the Golden Gate. And we struggled with it. Any business that you get started, you have to put a lot of money in. And we probably put in about $100,000, mostly his borrowed money and some of my all of our savings. And we started this business. And within 9 months, I knew the writing was on the wall. Unfortunately, we had gone from a very hot real estate market in late 89 to a very slow market, and when I finally decided, well, we're going to get out of here, we had a cute little home in Sonoma County, and we knew we were going to make a profit on it. We eventually did, but it took a whole year to sell that home, and so we dealt with just barely making ends meet, and finally he said to me, look, if you're going to leave, and I'm not going to pay you any more draw, it's going to be full commission, and I had to sell $20,000 worth of signs every month at a 20% commission to earn enough money to pay my bills. And the reality was that, our average sign sale was about $250. So I had to sell the sign, deliver the sign, install the sign oftentimes, get the check for the sign, then I got my commission. So, it was, that's just the way it is. I mean, you don't get paid unless the money comes in, and they weren't going to afford me any more money. And so it was fine.
You learned how to go silver every single month in the sign business.
Exactly. I realized that all-out massive action was the way to go, and that you couldn't just sit back and let things. I will admit it. But when he was paying me $2,500 and I was spending four, it doesn't take a financial genius to realize you're going to go broke really quickly. So I had to do something, and that's what we did. And so prior to Nikan, that's what I did, and then the end of 80, the end of 90, we had been in the business about a year and a half. I got a call from a buddy who said, you need to go to a business meeting. We're going to be up by Santa Rosa, and I'm going to introduce you to a company that I've just joined, and there's a business opportunity. And that was all he said. I literally, because he didn't know I was in transition, Vance, I attended that meeting. And two, well, the most important thing was I met Reed Nelson there. There's only eight of us, and he showed us a check, showed us a check for $50,000 he had earned the previous month in January of 91. This was now February 17th. I'll remember that date. And I just said, look, do you think I could make that kind of money? He says, I don't know. Just met you. But he says, Nikan's going to be big with or without you or me, and I'm staying in. And there was eight of us there. And to this day, two of us have stayed in. Reed Nelson, a multi-Nikan millionaire, and he's helped me become a part of the Nikan Millionaires Club. So I'm very grateful.
And out of curiosity, I have to ask, Tony, who was the other person who stayed? Was it just you and Reed out of the eight?
Oh, just the two of us. Everybody else quit.
Okay. Okay, and again, I'm not downing those people for quitting. That was their own decision, and we're all big boys and girls, and we can make that. When you said, or when you just said that this was a business, that's all he said, it was a business. He didn't say anything about the solutions that Nikan had, or they were a wellness company, or anything like that?
No.
No.
No, he was shooting like it was a shotgun, and he was spraying it out there and hoping, and he didn't realize that I was in this very crunch time. Vance, I had decided that I was going to go with Farmers Insurance, be a captured agent for them, start up in Spokane where I didn't know anybody, and just, you know, work 10 or 15 years, build up a book of business. Now, of course, nobody could have seen the transitions that the Internet would have made into business and what things would have done. I mean, some people were just getting into the newspaper business when I was getting into the sign business. So when you think about what's happened over the last 20-plus years, it's amazing. Because what I was looking for, the one thing I do remember is that I wanted to build residual income. I wanted to be able to build a business where at some point I could take a vacation and still get paid. I had been introduced to network marketing, and quite honestly never met anybody who really made any money. I met some very sharp people, but a lot of them weren't making the kind of money that I would sacrifice my Saturdays. You know, Vance, I don't know if people know, but my wife and I have been blessed with 10 children, and at the time, Jennifer was pregnant with our eighth. I wasn't going to be just trifling with anything. This had to be serious. So, you know, when I went back to my wife after I met Reed and said, look, I'm considering this Japanese company with magnets, you know, at first she said, well, you know, maybe that makes sense that magnets would work on the bodies, and then she met some of the people, and then they gave us a pad to try, and somebody had smoked prior to it, and we don't smoke, and that was sickening, and that was not impressive. We were physically very healthy, and so none of that was impressive. It was just not impressive, but there was an impression. I had a gut feeling that there was something here. Met with Reed a couple of more times. It took a little while for us to make this decision because I don't, again, make overnight enough information. Now, once I made that decision, I actually called the guy who called me, Steve Serrano, and said, look, we're going to be very wealthy with this. He goes, yeah, we are. So after I made my investment, he went silver and lasted about a year and never really helped me do anything. Reed's always been my mentor. Several people quit in between us, and eventually I became front level to him.
Wow. You just said something that I think is incredibly pivotal for people to grasp the concept, because what you're describing is an event that happened more than two decades ago now. We're talking 21 years ago, back to 1991. But you said some people were entering the newspaper industry when you joined the sign industry, and who would have ever thought? Now, there are still some people out there that are part of our culture that every day the newspaper is part of their routine, their ritual. But for the masses, that is not where we're getting our daily dose of information. We're not perusing the sale, you know, we're not clipping stuff. If we want a discounted coupon, we go online and we, you know, click and print, and we go to the store with it. Everything has changed, and I love the title of the book that Reed shared with me many times, Change or Die, that if we don't, you saw this early on, and you just relocated to Spokane, and the Farmers Insurance gig did not work out, correct?
Well, I never started it. Now, you have to understand, one of my best friends, Craig Brown, became the district manager in Spokane. That's who enticed me to go up there. My wife flew up there one day in January of 91, and she found a farmhouse, an old farmhouse on 10 acres, with a broken-down Quonset hut and barn and fences and everything. It just was a mess, but it was a great price, and she bought it. And so we were committed. That was prior. Now, everything was contingent on our selling, so everything was kind of in the works by the time I went to see Reed. So we were moving to Spokane. There was no doubt. We were moving the family and changing our lives, and my wife just said, look, you know, whatever decision you make, just realize that, you know, it's going to affect our family for a long time, and she supported me 100%. In fact, Benjamin, my now 20-year-old, was born the month of October when we finally settled down and were able to start our Nikon business in 91. And so a lot of things have come to pass in that period of time, but we did relocate. We never got into it. And Craig Brown wrote me a note and said, hey, I think you're a fool for doing this. I said, well, I'm making the decision and going forward. He lasted in that position as district manager for approximately 2 years, and then had a physical and mental breakdown, and he divorced and all kinds of things, and you know, he's now you know, building back his life, which is great. But I made the right decision, went with the right company, and you know, there are successful farmers insurance agents and State Farm agents and all that. I've met many of them, and they're sharp guys. They work very hard. But nobody has been able to, that I can see, has built the kind of lifestyle that we've been able to build in the same period of time. And Vance, please understand, I was not a rocket with this business. We went very slowly. I had no idea how to do this business. I didn't know anybody in Spokane, didn't have a product experience to preach about. I just had a desire, and my motto was failure was not an option.
Well, and you, Tony, I want to emphasize something that you just said, because it's sheer absolute brilliance, because it takes all the excuses out of any of our lives that you didn't know anybody. You moved to a new town. I'm in a new city. Spokane is a pretty good-sized city.
Mm-hmm.
Network marketing experience, not a whole lot there. And you didn't set any speed records, because, you know, getting started out of the gate. But what you just said is what some of us need to grasp our minds around, is that you wanted to build residuals, which is why, I'm guessing, why you looked at being an insurance agent, is because that's what insurance agents do, is they build residual, they build a clientele, and then hopefully those clients will refer other people, and thus things continue to build. And every single month, those little residuals, it's much like writing a book or writing a song, that every month we get a residual check. That I think the biggest difference here between insurance or writing a book or writing a song or, you know, something like that, is that those are really not life-changing things for people. And you also said that you didn't have a dynamic product. I would not say sleeping on a smoke-filled Kinko pad is a dynamic product experience. That
no, they made about as many mistakes as they could trying to get me in the business. It was really, again, without Reed Nelson in the picture and leveraging him, it might have been interesting if I went to a little meeting and would have saw these products. That would have been probably kind of interesting and piqued my curiosity. But they had to bring in his credibility, his success, and you know, realize that Reed hadn't been in the business a long time, but he had the kind of confidence and success and the check that was impressive. But it was really his down to earth nature and his confidence that I knew, and that hasn't changed one iota, Vance. You know, and hang around Reed a lot. You know, the most down-to-earth people, one person I know. And then when I tell people about the kind of money he's made, I mean, they kind of take a breath. And I said, yeah, but you know, if you met him, you'd never know how successful he's been. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. And he's always been. And that was attractive to me. So when you think about, one is you want to become that human magnet in Nikken. You want to become that leader. We do a lot of self growth in this business through reading books and going to events. That's part of what Robert Kiyosaki has said is so important. But the point is that I would not have seen the big picture without Reed Nelson. I think everybody on this call needs to know that these calls that you do Saturdays, the events that we go to, Pathfinders, Royal Alliance, all these types of things are absolutely, and the, you know, and the leadership event that's coming up, which is very limited in October, these are life enhancing opportunities. But if nothing else, get people on the phone with your upline that have been successful, are articulate, and can at least in a very simple manner share how they built the business and why they built the business, and it will work. And I find that that's the biggest fall down in this business sense, is that people don't leverage enough. And as much as we preach it, I don't know what is the problem, but I leverage all the time, all the time, all the time. And I know I have to speak to a lot less people to get people to sign up than other people do. And people think, well, it's just because of your ability to speak, and I'm sure that's part of it, but and my experience and my success. But people don't get into the business and stay successful because of me. I have the same numbers as everybody else, and I think Reed Nelson went contacted 66 people in a row that said no to him. So we've all had our runs of success and failure. The point is that if we keeping on and keeping the main thing, this will work for anyone and everyone. I believe that with all my heart. I signed up recently some people that you would not look and say, oh, these people are going to be top-notch. And I don't know, quite honestly, but I'm going to give it my very best shot to help them become as successful as they want to be.
And if we don't, Tony, if we don't leverage people, and I appreciate the fact that you threw that word on there, because if we don't, we're only shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're trying to, you know, push a rock uphill and do it. Isn't it easier to push a rock, even if it is uphill or downhill or, you know, horizontal? It's so much easier if we enlist the support and the help of a few other folks.
Exactly.
And please understand me if I'm conveying a message that building an Econ business is pushing a rock. It's not at all. It's simply that if we allow the tools that we have, and, you know, I don't have to call Jeff Van Blerkum for anybody that I introduce to Econ here in the Portland metro area, but anybody that lives in the side of the town where we're at, when I hand them that CD that his story is on it at the end and he drives some points home, it's not a product testimony like you. You don't have a really, you know, over-the-top product experience. You had a bad one at best.
Right.
But I can leverage his story, and I can say, you know, at that Les Schwab tire dealership, that's where he worked when he was introduced to Econ, and now he lives a life that, you know, the majority of the people in the world only dream of, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he was willing to, you know, build some residual. Tony, you and your wife are former consultants of the year. You're huge proponents of living the five pillars of health, which is, I think, something that, and I'm not knocking the insurance agents industry, but I don't see a lot of insurance agents out there that really have the balance that network marketers can have if we'll learn it. What would, in your opinion, what would be the one of the biggest ahas for you when we talk about the five pillars of health, that balance, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, for you guys and for your family? How did you make that work? Because you guys have relocated a couple times in the last two decades from Spokane back to Southern California, now residing in Utah. How do you really make that work?
Well, one is you have to know what you really want. I think that one of the things I got from The Secret and Bob Proctor, a friend and mentor, is that you really need to know what you want in this life. And I think so many people just don't think about it. I mean, they don't concentrate about the things that they want. Now, those things may change. They may evolve. They may, they're certainly going to morph as we get older and things change. And our, you know, when we're first having babies, and then they get to be teenagers, and these all these types of things. So, one is this communication. You know, Vance, I think it's very important to note that I was not going to sacrifice my family to build a business. There's all ways to make money, and, you know, so I put my priorities. When I talk about the main thing is the main thing, there are sacrifices one has to make. I'm leaving for a 9-day trip to Europe tomorrow, flying to Paris, then Copenhagen, and then over to Poland, and that's a sacrifice because I'm not going to be here with my family and with my wife and things. But it's, I only do it maybe once a year, twice a year, and what it can create for our family is so much, so beneficial, and there's people I love and care about, and their success is important to me. So there are things that I'm going to sacrifice, time, energy, resources at times, but what I'm not going to sacrifice is my family, my values, my faith, those types of things. So, in fact, those are the things that people, I think, really look to us leaders and say, how consistent are they in their lives? So we try to build a balance based on what we believe, what we really want, and we hopefully our wants and needs are in alignment with our values. When that happens and we're consistent and congruent, you really do have a happy life. I'm going to be addressing some college students tomorrow, and my topic is It's a Wonderful Life, and I truly believe it is. I love that movie. I watch it every year, and it's not without its struggles and its obstacles and adversity. That's what life is all about. If we had no I'm getting to be an older man. I don't like to think about that, but you know,
you're expecting your fourth grandchild here coming up, right?
Fourth grandchild later on this year, but you know, I worked out last night. I have a few little pieces of equipment in my garage, and I do that because I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, look, I'm doing the very best thing. If I'm a wellness consultant, I want to live a wellness life. And I also am doing everything I can with the Nikan products as well as my own physical abilities to stave off the aging process and be healthy and feel healthy. Because, you know, Vance, if I may just take a minute here, about November, I realized that we had signed up in our organization downline in Santa Rosa, by the way, a couple, Jose and Carla Ramirez, and so I called Carlos up, Jose up, and you got to know him on the phone, and he was attending a meeting in Lodi, California, and meeting Reed Nelson. After that meeting, Reed said, hey, you know, these people are sharp, they're really good, and that's a good clip to drive from Santa Rosa, so they were willing to do everything they needed to do, excited out of their skull. So in December, I went out there, and they said, would you do us the honor of staying with us? And, of course, I love staying with my distributors when I travel because I get to sleep on the Nikan beds and I have that. And then we got to know one another. I just loved them right from the beginning. So they had some success in December, and we launched their business. They had about 30 people at their first meeting. And then they had their immediate sponsors there who have, you know, silver and a platinum, but not as, you know, they really looked to me as their business mentor. In January, I went back after the first of the year, and Jose was suffering from some abdominal pains, and they thought it might be, a virus or a bacteria that's creating some ulcers. He got on some medication and continued to suffer. And we were doing some meetings, and he really did everything he could to get through them. And then the next a few days after I left, they went to Humans Being More. He was excited, and they did their best, and then a few weeks later, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer after four visits to the doctor.
Wow.
Now, that's not the end of the story. They took a month and went to Mexico to an alternative treatment plant in Guadalajara. They returned a week and a half ago, and he passed away last week.
Ooh.
So if you take anything from that story, which is an absolutely true story, I met a healthy 65-year-old man who looked like he was 40. He had a full head of black, jet black hair. Whatever it was, there's two things. One is, don't take life or your time or your family or any of your loved ones for granted. And the other thing is, embrace the wellness aspects of this business, because I believe, you know, Jose was a migrant worker with his family when he was younger in the 60s. And pesticides and some of the regulations that we have today weren't in effect then. Who knows what caused this? I mean, you know, people get cancer. John Kalinch had cancer. He never worked in the fields. But whatever it is, I believe that it has something to do with the environment. It seems to at least have some aspect, because nobody else in his family ever had pancreatic cancer. My point is that if he had been living in the same environment I have for the last 20 years, his life might be different. I believe in what we do. It has to be a cause, Vance. We have to believe in what we're doing so that when we go out there and people say no, it's not they're saying no to us, they're just saying no to the technologies, to Tom Watanabe and Nikan. We just move on and find other people who are going to respond positively, because we can save a life. Now, the good part of this is that once Carla has mourned her husband and the loss of it, and they've only been married 12 years. This is the second marriage for him and the first marriage for her. So you can imagine the devastation. But their sponsor is going to get them to silver this month. They have some double points coming up and some other things, and they're going to get to silver. And so when Carla comes out of this darkness, she's going to have a life and a purpose and friends and a cause and a way to make a living for herself in her retirement years. She's also not mid-60s, but very vibrant, and so we're going to give her a reason to move forward in her life. I love that, Vance. I think that's one of the most important things that we do.
Well, and that's exactly something my guest last week, Maggie McKee, said. She said, I like myself best when I'm around Nican people. And mm-hmm. what you're talking about is the family, the unit. And I know, I'm sure it's similar in other network marketing companies, but there's something special when we embrace that five pillars of health. We embrace wellness because we are the only total wellness company in the world. It's not just nutrition, it's not just water, we've got everything. It's a one-stop shop. And for a family, as devastating as it is, it literally gives a springboard to go from there. And wow, that's, we can all learn from that. Tony, in the few minutes that we have left in our conversation, you guys are doing something. There's a network of people there in the Salt Lake area. And for lack of a better term, and I only heard about this a few weeks ago, and we're kicking off something here in Portland. We're going to kind of throw it out there to see how it's going to work. And I'm 99.9% confident that it's going to take off with flying colors, because we've done other things in the past similar. But I don't know if you're calling them a pizza party, but tell us what's taking place and what you're doing. I know down in San Antonio that Fleeta Taylor, when she was a guest on the call, she calls it a dinner and demo, and they do it at a Mexican restaurant. That's their standard weekly meeting. You guys are doing a little twist, so enlighten us.
Well, we've had a couple, and let me tell you about them. We call them pizza prospecting parties. Today it's going to be a pasta prospecting party. And it doesn't matter what you use. Food is always an attraction to people. A nice environment. Now, we've done them in homes, and we've done them in hotels. So let me tell you the difference. I started off, my 22-year-old son, Dan, who was only 2 when we started this business, is now one of my newest distributors, and he's in college. Was down in Chile for a couple of years, and so we're excited about the whole Latin American thing. But I said, look, why don't we invite a bunch of people over and just introduce them to NECAN? We'll do a nice, simple presentation. I'll plug my computer into the big screen TV. We have a colonial farmhouse in about an hour south of Salt Lake City in Mapleton, and we're just going to feed them pizza. And that's what we did, pizza and dessert after. So we got them in. People eat. And that
is on a weeknight, on a Saturday.
We're doing it on Saturdays, and the reason is that we know that Friday nights are not a good time for things. Tuesday night, Thursday night typically are good vital presentation nights. It's pretty standard and still important. Nothing to take away from that. But an added part of this is Saturdays, where we do a kind of festive. Somebody said to me, and I think it was actually Dennis Estes had a lunch with our former president, Doug Braun, and we realized that a lot of companies that are being successful are celebrating when they get together and really enjoying it. I started to think about that and said, I got to do something to have more fun. So it happened to be a beautiful winter day, and no snow on the ground. People came over to our house, and we had about 25 people. And a couple of my new distributors and Sandy Pack came with people. And we had about 19 guests. And there were a lot of young people of my son's age. And we just introduced them to the whole concept, because we were looking for referrals. We were looking for potential distributors. Now, the thing that I've learned that I already knew was that if you have a one-on-one or you meet with these people, give them a little idea of what it is, it's much more effective. We don't consider these full presentations. We try to keep them down to very short things. And then, so we had a fairly successful time. That was February 11th. Now, last Saturday, I did a fly-in in a meeting down in Irvine on a Friday afternoon with luncheon, and we had a great time there with Reed Nelson. Then I came back to Utah, and then Saturday, Dennis Estes was out of town, and he put together a meeting at the Best Western in Lehigh, Utah, and it was at 1 o'clock. Pizza was being brought in. It was a room that was separated from the rest of the hotel or the motel. Kind of a breakfast room that had tables, kind of a classroom style. The big screen TV, of course, you know, put an HDMI cord into the computer. And you know what I did? As people were having their pizza, I showed part of the old doctor's panel video. Then I showed a video about the boy in the wheelchair. I showed a two-minute video on the arthritic dog using fetal myristoliate. And then I just went into a very short presentation. You know the one I used? I used the one that Dave Johnson sent out from Jim Dragon. And because it had so many great pictures of before and after. And so I really hit hard on the fact that we have technologies that make a difference, because I think that's one of the most important reasons why I'm in this business, is that we do make a difference, and I want people to know we're just not another Me Too product, especially here in Utah, where 68 companies have their home base for their network marketing business, from Nu Skin to USANA. So, and you know, and a lot of those companies have great products, but you know, I still believe that there's nobody else that rivals what we have.
Sure.
So, with that, we just made that a major theme, and then we did some demonstrations, and then we had some testimonials, live testimonials. Now, one of Dennis's guys, Dwayne, had about 19 people there. And I had a couple of new people. Everybody had a great time. We were there, you know, we started at 1. By 2 o'clock, the presentation was over. And that was, I waited 15 minutes to even start the video. Just showed maybe 5 minutes of the doctor's panel, a couple of short videos, just to get people involved. And then we had a nice discussion and brought a couple of people up. I did a balance test with the insoles. And we did, you know, with the Mag Boys or Power Mag, you can do something to just show some of the technologies. And then Dwayne had some great testimonials from some of his, you know, like his older aunt and some other people. That was fantastic. And I really didn't go into a lot of detail about how to build a business. I just said, look, our purpose here is we want you to get to the point where you're interested in the technologies and the ability to build a network. Because without building a network, you can't affect, you know, hundreds or even thousands of people. And then I talked about Dennis, even though he wasn't there, and what he had done, and what I've done, and some other things. And it was great. Now, one of my guys, Dave Davies, brought his brother-in-law, Joe. That was his very first meeting. Had lunch, saw this thing. We met during the week for a one-on-one, went over a few things. They're now coming to the pasta party today with his wife and his sister and her husband. So in just a week's period of time, we've gone from a pizza party to a pasta party. In the middle, following up and doing what we need to do, this is how we build the business. And so we're very excited about these extra events that are very, so you can bring people for the first time. And I find that if you do a little bit of sit down and kind of go over the five pillars of health and what they're looking for and get a little idea of what they want in their life, it makes, of course, that little love gathering. The most important thing is you're feeding them something. It doesn't have to be expensive, but you're feeding them, having a good time, celebrating the product, celebrating the experiences, and showing them that there's something here to get them to even a more, and this can be either a one-on-one or a vital presentation where you're learning, you're going to show them the five to thrive. You can, there's all kinds of ways to follow up after that pizza or pasta party. It's just a matter of, this is a great way to introduce people, and if they're not interested, they've had a good dinner, nobody feels cheated. You do tell them right up front, look, there's going to be a business presentation. You're going to learn about what I do or the products that I use or why I've had this experience. Whatever you have to do to get them there, but be very clear. It is going to talk about Niken, but it's going to be brief, and you're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we do.
Well, and I think what you stated, again, going back to something at the very beginning of our conversation this morning, is you're leveraging stories.
Right.
Know, the doctor's panel, the boy in the wheelchair, and then live demos, and you're leveraging so that people can see this isn't just about Tony. This isn't just about Dennis Essis. This isn't just about Sandy Pack. This is, you know, you're immediately throwing other people's experiences out there, and I think that's sheer brilliance. You know?
Well, you know, we used to do something, Vance, back in the day when horses were a bigger part of our business. We had horse blankets and stuff. We used to do horse presentations up in Canada and down in Southern California. People would just come from afar. We would feed them typically. Of course, in our big home down in Southern California, it was just a treat to be there around the pool and then come out to the front, and we'd have to bring the horses over just to see the product work on an animal that could not have a placebo effect. And so by showing some of these videos, we do the very same thing and get the testimonials. You don't have to make it a big to-do. Keep it simple, keep it duplicatable, keep it fun and exciting, and you keep bringing new people in, you're going to build a business.
Yeah. And I know that what we're about to unveil with the bronze trainings coming up and mirroring what has taken place not only in Europe but in the Spanish-speaking countries, we're going to see a much simpler format, whether it's a napkin presentation or whatever the case may be. There's just so many neat things that are about to literally explode if we're willing, as you mentioned earlier, we kind of roll up our sleeves and decide what we want in life. We got to know what we want and be willing to make a few sacrifices. And you're setting an example of that on a Saturday morning when most Americans are sleeping in, and we made the decision not to. So, Tony, I'm going to let you go because I know you've got that party and you've got a plane to catch. But thank you again. I know this has been highly beneficial. And I'll look forward to, sharing with the group the results of your European trip and then these pizza prospecting parties as they continue to develop. So thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye, Tony. Quick reminder for everybody, if you missed something that was said or if you know somebody that you think, oh, my goodness, I wish I would have called them and told them to get on the line, you can catch the whole recording of this conversation by just on your computer. It's www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. Scroll down to where you see Tony Scoma, S-C-O-M-A, in big, bold red letters, and just click on that, and it'll start playing. Give Steve a couple hours to get the recording up, and it'll be there for you to use. Again, just in a, there's so many simple things that Tony shared this morning that we have to remember that it's not rocket science, but don't take life and family for granted. Embrace wellness at all costs. But our purpose is really to introduce Nikan to people and show them what network marketing can be, what a residual income can be. And so keeping those things simple, front and center, is crucial. So again, it's www.saturdayamlive.com. And I want to bid you guys all a fantastic weekend. Thanks again for taking the time to join us on the call, and look forward to having you next week, same time, same number, same place. So have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.